So I know that a lot of you don't know who I am, and I'm having a ton of emotions hit me that I didn't know that I was going to be feeling until I got back into this place. You know, happy and sad and, you know, grateful to be reconnected. I'm angry that he took most of the things we talked about me talking about last night, but I'm feeling a ton of different things coming over me, and I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm just going to sum it up with this. I live in Tennessee now, and I'm a pastor there. And if you have any kind of church background, then you probably heard the term of Bible Belt. And I am smack in the middle of the Bible Belt. And I was talking to my wife about this last week as I was preparing to come here and you know, Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? And something sticks out to me every time I'm there, because you can't go anywhere in my town without seeing, you know, Jesus is coming back, or he loves you, or Christian shirts and, you know, motivational calendar. That stuff is everywhere where we live at. But then you read the statistics that Tennessee is the 10th most hateful state in the country. How can those two things exist? How can we say that we are in the Bible Belt and it's all about God and it's all about Jesus and all of these things, but yet it still be full of hate? And I think it's what Pastor Ryan has been talking about this morning, is that we get so caught up in these ideas of being right, and we get so caught up in, I have to protect the truth. I have to stand on the truth, and I have to let other people know that in order to be on this side of the line, you have to see and think and dream the same way as me, and if you don't, then you're not really a part of this. And that's where the church has gotten, and that's so far from what God's plan was. From the very beginning, he tells us that his plan was that none would perish, that they'd have everlasting life. That means that he sent Jesus to come down here, regardless of your orientation, regardless of your race, regardless of what your religious backgrounds are. None of those things mattered. He said, Jesus, this is what I need you to do. And because he was so madly in love with his father, he said, Dad, I'm going to go and share this. And I'm going to go do what you've called me to do. And so Jesus then lays on us that we are supposed to love people, like Pastor Ryan was saying. But he's not talking about just an ordinary love. He says, I want you to demonstrate love to people as I have loved you. So imagine what that means, because that's deeper than humanity's love. That's deeper than the love that we see in the world today. He's saying that means that even when I don't agree with you, when we're not getting along, when I'm mad at you, if I'm close to you, if I'm far away from you, regardless of those things, you should never be separated from my love. And when we can get to that place, then truth and all those other things that are still important, those things begin to flourish. But people aren't transformed by facts and things that come in books. They're transformed because they come alive in the relationship where they experience genuine love. And so that leads us into what we're about to do. We're about to share the sacraments together. And these are important because Jesus, he came down here and he said, I love you. Wherever you are in your life, I love you. And he tells us that when we partake of this, do this in remembrance of him. Because when we can do that, then that transcends all of this other stuff that we deal with in the world. That transcends politics. That transcends broken homes and divorces and all those other things that we experience. He says, when you remember me, then you can experience something that you'll never thirst again. You'll never be hungry again. And so this morning I'm going to pray, and then we invite you to come and partake in this with us, because you're loved here and you are authentically loved here. This isn't just a cool motto that you throw on a shirt. This is something that is genuinely experienced in this place. And I think that that's the reason why I'm feeling all the emotions that I feel, because I'm a pastor that's still within the system, and there's so much politics and rules and stuff that you have to follow in order to keep your job, your lifestyle, all the things that come with it. And I battle that stuff all the time, but being in this place is where you don't have to put the mask on. you can come in here and we can say together, man, we are jacked up, right? And we are going through some things, but there's always going to be someone here to support you and love you and care for you and genuinely wants to see you do well. And so we invite you to come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful. Lord, we are thankful that you first loved us. And we are thankful that you sent your Son to come and demonstrate that love to us, that it was not just talk, Lord, but that you demonstrated your genuine feelings toward us by sending Jesus to come and do what he did. And you didn't tell Jesus, don't get up on that cross until everybody is on the same page. Don't get up on that cross until there's no more violence and all of that stuff in the world. You said, Jesus, I want you to go because I want them to know that I love them. And it was through that demonstration of love, Lord, that we began to see beauty take place in our world. And so I'm thankful for places like Dialogue that still have that heart that you have. Not to say that truth isn't important, because those things are still valuable. But if we don't have love in the midst of all of that, then none of this really means anything. So, Lord, I pray that that's the thing that we keep in our minds as we go about our lives and we go back into our worlds and we're outside of the comfort of these four walls and we have to go to work tomorrow or we have to deal with the garbage that comes with relationships and heartaches and all the other stuff in this world. Lord, I pray that we will always remember what your love calls us to do. Your love calls us to go into a world that is broken and be a light. Your love calls us to go into a world that is full of dysfunction and try to bring function to it and be the salt of the earth and the light at the top of the hill that gives people hope. Lord, that's what you've called us to do. And so I pray that that's not just something that we cherish this morning, but may we carry that with us in everything that we do. So Lord, we lift up these sacraments and we remember what it is that you did for us. And I pray that it transforms us this morning to be better than what we were when we walked in. And I ask all of this in your name, Lord. Amen.
sing that? Sing, He loves us. He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Sing, we are His portion. And we are His portion, and He is ours.